All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inj Shechlech from the Intlakepmik territories up in the Nicola Valley from Goishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have our subject, and it's going to be on healing. In the house with us, we have our lady Faima with us. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Welcome. And also a special guest, we have our music coordinator, Kanavar, from CGSF.
Thank you for joining us. Hello. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and he's got a really good song coming up for us shortly, and we'll get him to say some words on that. But we have our usual, some of our other usual guests coming in. We will have our brother Wegedesk joining us. Mm-hmm. Also my brother Shkwai Shechlech from Goishkana, BC. And also another brother Nbubiashkin, and he's from down California.
Mm. Wow.
So, we got a big, huge lineup today. We have some special music from Alien Weaponry out of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. We have some old school jam music from Ram Jam, and also November Group, and also some Tina Turner.
And Tina.
That's also a good mix.
Yeah, and we have some real old school, some Shostakovich. Shostakovich, yes.
Dmitri Shostakovich.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, and so we're going to open up on this August 21st, Thursday, for Free Voices, with some energetic music from a band from Alien Weaponry. So enjoy this music. Let's get our little
intro.
Yeah, yeah.
Alien Weaponry, they're from New Zealand, Aotearoa. They're a Maori language metal band, and they are awesome. And this track, Tamanui Te Rā, is the name of the god of the sun in Maori mythology.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Okay, hold on to your seats. It's going to be awesome. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
thunder music. Oh, man. Thank you all for joining. That was Alien Weaponry and their song Tama Nua Tera. And it's about the sun god and pretty powerful stuff. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. Thank you for joining us, Wegedesk.
My pleasure, Eagle Nation.
Hello.
Hi.
In the studio. Super excited to be here, Chief. Talk to me. What do we got going on today?
Well, let's get this show started right then. Would like to ask you, please and thank you, to bring us through some deep breaths.
Oh, man, I'm having such a good day. I totally forgot about those deep breaths. But you're right. Let's do them.
Okay.
We got to do them every day.
Yes.
All right, let's get ready for these deep breaths. We'll relax our shoulders, relax our jaw, relax your tummy. Imagine your big, fat Buddha belly, and you're just going to relax and enjoy this air coming in through the nose, all the way in, and exhale. Let it all go. Don't hold back at all. Don't be worried about anything. That's the pure emotional release. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Nice. Two more. Super good. Love that air, man. That is so good.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Wow, man. So powerful. Getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us all fired up and ready for our subject.
Free gift to yourself.
Yes. And today it's on healing, and would love to hear your words on that. Wegedesk?
Healing, man. What a great topic. And, you know, for those of you who know my story, I've had to do a lot of healing coming from a residential school and sick scoop parents and the, you know, just the mismanagement of children in sports. So I'm going to tell everybody right now that the best thing that we can do, that anybody can do for healing, and especially, you know, the deeper in the gutters you are, the more helpful this is, it's a prayer. A prayer to God, a prayer to angels, a prayer to the intelligent forces of the universe. Whatever it is that is okay by your standards. You know, some people don't like the word God. Some people use the word creator. Whatever it is, you got to focus your mind and your heart on a higher power, because look at this beautiful world. Bright blue sky, an amazing ball of fire that goes across the sky every day to bring us sunshine and light. The water so beautiful, helping us move through this hard environment. And this earth environment is so hard and solid that our entire lives are built upon it. So whoever created this, whatever forces are making all this happen, they're doing it for your benefit. They love you. They want to help you. But if you can't even see them in your mind's eye, they're going to have a lot more hard time getting a hold of you and helping to guide you. So, you know, so much can be said on healing, but ultimately those amazing angelic forces, those are the ones that are going to be able to guide you the best. And you just got to trust and have faith and follow their guidance, and your healing will take place, and you'll be able to move mountains in your life and in others.
Beautiful. Wonderful stuff, man. Yeah, we always enjoy hearing your perspective on our subjects and everything. And for me, it reminded me of stuff that I got to learn from Counselor Fari. And she always practiced the medicine wheel, which is a balance between, you know, all four of the big elements in our system, which is our physical, our emotional, our mental, and our spiritual. And it's a fine line to, you know, really balance them all, because we can easily get overdeveloped in each one of those areas in our lives, and it'll just cause a lot of turmoil and uneasiness and unbalanced, and it'll just feel like you're going through a terrible time. So it's very important to balance all of those things in our lives. So that was what I was thinking about a lot of lately, and I'm feeling pretty balanced myself, and I encourage everyone out there to also work on those four elements, your emotional, your spiritual, your physical, and your mental. So once you get those all lined up, your road should get a lot smoother. Our life is a road, and as we're going down, it can be lumpy, it can be bumpy, but as long as we have good balanced system in our lives, our medicine wheel, it'll become a lot more positive and I wouldn't say easier, but more manageable. And that's what we all wish for, and that's what we all want.
Yeah, I agree, and you're right. It's not, things get much easier, but the healthier we are, the bigger world later help. That's good. That's good. You're a big contributor to your society and your community.
Yes.
So really good points, Chief. And it's always a blessing to get on the radio show with you all and spread the love through the airwaves, going all over the universe. I bet you there's some folks in Alpha Centauri star system right now tuning in. They're like, it's Thursday, it's Eagle Nation. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, for sure, man.
Well, we
sure love your energy, man. Thank you for joining us, and we're already looking forward to tuning in with you again very soon.
Absolutely, guys. And yo, just because we're on the topic of healing, I got to say, I'm on a 4-day fast. I haven't had any food in the last 3 days, trying to go as long as I can. So if any of you are looking to take your healing journey to the next level, practice some fasting, start slow, try to do a day, try to do 2 days, and eventually we'll be fasting definitely. Thanks, guys. I love you all, and bye for now.
Yes, love you too. Have
bye
a great week and weekend. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, and high diving champion of the world. Always an awesome time when he can get on and share some of his positive energy and some of his wisdom and his words. So always special time. So we're going to carry on with our program here, and we're going to get to my brother Nbubiashkin from down California. And we're going to play him his song, and it's from Ram Jam. And this is Black Betty. So enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Bama, oh, Black Betty, Bama Lamb, she's from Birmingham. Bama Lamb, way down in Alabama. Bama Lamb, well, she's shaking that thing. Bama Lamb, boy, she makes me sing. Bama Lamb, oh, Black Betty, Bama Lamb, oh, Black Betty, Bama Lamb.
All right, we're back. That was Ram Jam and their song Black Betty. And man, that's one of my top 10 on my one of my top 10 lists of all time. And it was a request of Mbubi Ishkin from California. And we have him on the line with us. And how are you doing, Mbubi Ishkin?
I'm doing good. Gonna stay cool.
Yeah, must be hot down there, eh?
It's in the 90s right now.
Jeez, that's pretty hot. Yeah, so we have our subject today, and it's on healing, and would love to hear your words on that.
On healing?
Yeah, on healing. Just what, just what it means for you and how you heal and that kind of stuff.
Oh, man. It takes time to heal. Like, if something's broken inside, and that happened to me, and now it's just taking time one day at a time, like what I tell people, you know. But things don't heal overnight. Takes time, and there's, you can only really heal if you have a support system. You don't have that support system, it takes a lot longer. And especially if somebody gets hurt mentally, like, you need to have somebody to listen to you. Just listen. Don't even have to say anything. And just be there for you, even if you guys just sit in the same room and not say anything at all. You know? It's kind of like a Indian, there's another Indian, and you just sit there for hours and not say a word, and then say, okay, I'm going. And it was a good visit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's very interesting. Because sometimes, it, like you said, you don't even need to say anything. It's just that energy. And we all have that energy in us. We can, depending on how in tune we are, we can convert our energy to positive or negative. And we're always looking towards positive energy because... it's not only does it help ourselves, but it helps those around us too. So, yeah, it's good advice to like find somebody that has that positive energy that you know can generate the same positivity in yourself. Yeah, it's always great like to get a hold of some of our other. Co-hosts here, such as yourself, and get some other perspective on our subjects, and that's a great one. Just to have somebody that you can sit with and get that special healing from. So yeah, great words, very wise, wonderful, And we'd also like to hear from our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, on healing.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, it's such a big scope, like such a big topic, right? And I really love what your brother was just sharing here about the idea that many aspects of healing can really take time. There can also be other types of not micro healing, but healing that can take place in short periods of time, because it depends on what type of healing is happening. And so just to build on that, you know, sometimes nature is the most powerful healer. Mm-hmm. You know that, you know, I have this big love affair with nature. And, of course, one of my special places is Minnetonka. But, like, they've actually, the scientists have actually done we've known it for years in many of our cultures. But scientists have now, like, measured what happens to our cortisol levels, our stress hormones, which are one of our stress hormones, because stress is not necessarily a great agent for healing. I mean, obviously, a little bit of stress is okay. Mm. But nature can be really powerful. So some people, as part of their practice, just make sure you get out in nature for half an hour to an hour a day would be ideal, you know, and just unplug and take in all this beauty. I think Wegedesk was talking about prayer and something larger than ourselves. Well, for me, when I'm totally immersed in nature, that's when I'm connected to the idea of God, or at least this great mystery, something much larger than me, you know, and I feel plugged into that. So that's one thing that the thing that healing can take a lot of time for sure. Sometimes it's a lifetime work, certain aspects of healing, but other healing can be quite connective and powerful within very short periods of time. So that was, and I loved also this whole idea of support, that sometimes we can have an idea of what, you know, how well we, not well we are, but how, what's going on with ourselves, but it's also loved ones, whether that's family, friends, neighbors, people who have our, who have their heart with us and have our best interests at stake, who can provide some kind of, I love also what your brother said about sitting for a long time and not saying anything. It is about heart connection too. And to hold that space and sometimes asking how, you know, like people will, not to give advice, but for people to share what is, what they're noticing too, so that, you know, I can be going along and they go, hey, I noticed that you're, you know, something's going on. Are you okay? And it helps to spark us to have a broader and deeper awareness of ourselves. So I just think we need each other in that way too. This is different than the support I think your brother was talking about here, you know, because there's also, but I think the support and community and people who are holding each other in that type of way, in that loving kind of way and supportive and positive way, I think that's so powerful. And that's, you know, it's easy to lose those threads in this modern world.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was pretty powerful stuff. We hope our listener is soaking it in. and also remember, you know, you guys can go back and re-listen to these on our podcast, because I always record them, and I always go back to some of the older ones with Counselor Fari and listen to some of her wise and wisdom that she used to bring to the program too.
Yes.
So I thank you both, President of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and Mbubi Ishkin from California. Thank you for joining us and giving your perspectives on healing.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from both of you again very soon. We thank you guys, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
All right, have a good day.
Bye for now.
Lots of love to you.
All right, bye.
Yeah, have a great week and weekend. All right.
You too, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Mbubi Ishkin from California and Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And coming up next, we're going to be getting a hold of Shkwait Shakhlach. And we're going to have his song. And it's from November Group. And the song is called I Live Alone. And this goes way back to 1983. So listen, enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.